We have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And I'm so excited for today's because I saw this band play back at a Halloween show and I had so much fun seeing them. And this week, one of our interns, Sky, got the chance to interview them. So I'm so excited. Sky, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Logan?
I'm doing good, but I've got to know, how was this interview and who did you interview for this week?
I had the chance to interview the band Please Her this week, and it was such a great interview. It went so well. I got so much insight. I feel like they're one of the bigger and more experienced bands that I've been able to talk to, so it was really great to hear from them.
For sure. Well, we will be back to talk about it more afterwards, but let's jump right into our interview with Please Her.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sky, and I'm an intern here with WZND. So I'm here with Please Her today. How are you all doing?
Doing well.
Doing well. Good. That's good to hear. So would you guys go or mind going around and just saying your names, like what instruments you play?
Sure. I am Sarah and I'm a singer.
I am Mikey King and I play the bass.
Okay.
Brian and I play the drums. I'll go next.
I'm Connor and I play the guitar.
Awesome. Well, it's nice to meet you all. So what is everybody's musical background? Did you guys grow up in a musical family, or how did you know that you wanted to be a musician? You guys can all answer one answer, whatever you'd like.
My dad took me to see the Wiggles when I was two. And there was something just about the hot Phoenix sun shining down as Fruit Salad Yummy Yummy played for 2 hours. And the Purple Wiggle also handed me a rose. And I think that was really a canon event that has truly permeated and inspired every song I've ever written.
Wow. That's really funny. That would be a very memorable moment. Who else?
I've been playing music now for about 14 years. It's kind of always been something that I've been doing, not necessarily playing live or anything like that, but kind of always just being listening to it, practicing it, writing it sometimes. So it's kind of always been a part of my past.
Mm-hmm. Super cool.
Yeah, I was in the middle school band. I played saxophone, and then the first instrument I tried to learn was drums, and then I stopped doing that around the same time I stopped doing the band stuff. But then in high school, my buddies and I would get together and play music until we couldn't play anymore. And that's pretty much how it started for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's kind of similar to Mikey's, just started out middle school, playing cello in the school band. And then I also, after that, the first instrument I tried to learn was drums. Was terrible at it. Just picked up guitar and just kind of went with it through there.
Mm-hmm. We'll take some trial and error to find your niche. So that's super cool. And then how did all of you guys meet and decide that you wanted to form a band with one another?
Okay, I'll take it. we're a kind of COVID era band. So around our freshman year of college, that was prime COVID lockdown. And I was just going crazy on the internet trying to find anyone who played an instrument who is cool. And through a friend of a friend, someone at a party said, go talk to that guy over there in that tree. And that person ended up being Connor Beepin' Cassidy. But yeah, so I talked to him in the tree for an hour and, gave him the pitch. And really the rest is history. Brian and I were in the concert committee at our college as well. And he knew some other people. It was really wild. We had me, Brian, and Connor had a very terrible jam session one day. It was absolutely awful. And then when the full lineup was put together, everything just happened really quickly after that. And We've been going strong ever since.
Yeah, so you guys kind of just had chemistry from the start. Well, not the very first jam session. Can I ask about that tree? Were you just sitting in a tree for fun?
So there was a house show I went to with a couple of friends. Mm-hmm. And it was during an intermission in between bands. Everyone went outside because obviously, house shows get really hot and sweaty. So we're outside and I don't know. I just saw the tree, climbed the tree, sat in the tree, and then Sarah ran up at one point and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
And I was in, and I'll say, I've never said this before. This is an exclusive. Y'all can write this down. I was in a cute little, teeny little, light reflective mini skirt. And that hour I spent in the tree, the mosquitoes got me, man. They got me so good. I was covered, like, all the way, trench coat button to the top. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mosquito bites, but it was so worth it. I don't even remember the mosquito bites most of the time now. I just remember, like, oh, that was the canon event of
Connor. That was the day.
Yeah.
Yep, that's really awesome. Well, I've listened to some of your guys' music, and I think it's super awesome. And one of my favorite songs off of your album is Public Relations, is the name of your album, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And one of my favorites is Disappointed, because at the beginning, I kind of get like a little bit of a Muse sound. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that, but it's just like super catchy, super relatable for a woman, obviously. But do you guys have any songs off of your album that like is your favorite?
I think Indie Kids is my favorite. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just because that's the bass is very heavy in that one.
And yes, I like it is. Bass.
Yeah.
I remember that one as well. Definitely one of the favorites.
Well, thank you. but yeah, I think that's my favorite.
I think mine is honestly also Disappointed. Maybe just because like when we wrote that one, it wasn't planned out. We weren't planning on writing anything. We were just kind of in the basement of the house we were renting at the time and just started playing, and it just kind of came together pretty quick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like to see the love on Disappointment. That one, as a singer and as a girl, that one is very near and dear to the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I gotta go with Fellas. I gotta rep that one. It's a fun one. Just going to play live, gets the blood pumping, gets people moving. I mean, they all do, but I love Fellas.
Yeah.
Good pick, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought the whole album was like super fun, but that does lead me to my next question is like, do you guys have a band that inspires your music, or like what is your music inspired by? Just life events?
Yeah, we all kind of bring our own pretty unique music tastes to the table. I think we all kind of have different inspirations and different things that we're all bringing. For me personally, inspired by the likes of like King Gizzard, love them a lot, King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard.
Yes.
Fall Out Boy, Andy Hurley, his drumming influenced a lot of my early drumming. I like some prog rock. I mean, it's a mixed bag. It truly is.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, do you write all the lyrics? Or does everybody write it? You do? Okay. Yes. So what inspires your lyrics?
Oh, you know, it depends. I think for me, I'm a lot more attracted to melody than I am lyrics. And so once I get the melody down, the lyrics kind of just come in. But, you know, I'm not a very serious person. And I think like my artistic expression with lyrics does come from almost like a alter ego kind of character, where if I'm feeling not mad, just disappointed, I can get into this mode where I write something like goofy as hell and really fun, and that becomes more of a song and gets like the real emotion out, but also in a way that is just not self-important or pretentious or stupid. I think I'm not stupid by being so stupid, but I like melody, and a lot of like hip hop inspires my writing, even though I'm not a rapper by any means. The way they have very percussive melodies and flows and create like a really fun pop song, or inspire a very fun pop song.
Yeah, definitely. I love that idea of the alter ego. It's sometimes hard to write a story all about yourself. So if you just make up another character, it makes it a little bit easier. Yeah, that's super fun. And then I think you guys had like your first show about 3 years ago. It'll be like 3 years ago at the end of this month. So do you guys remember that first show? Do you have any fun memories from that you want to share?
Okay, Nardwar.
It is crazy that it was 3 years ago. I didn't realize that. A few things I remember is I had blonde hair at the time, and it was a very packed basement, and this person kept like bumping into me and like rubbing up on me while we were playing, and I was like, hey, like, you need to take a step back. And then she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was like, you're totally fine. I just can't have you in my business like this right now.
Right.
So that's definitely what I remember.
Yeah. Who else?
I'll say most of what I remember from that show is just being packed in a very small basement with way too many people. And it was a mix of like fear and excitement the whole time.
Yeah. Too many people is kind of a good thing, especially at your first show.
I'll piggyback on Connor's like fear and excitement. With it being the first show, like, you know, definitely totally nervous and excited, but as you know, you're playing and you see the people on the stairs not leave the stairs, even though they're trying to leave the stairs down to the basement. Mm-hmm. You know, just trying to see how many people you can fit into a single room gets a little nerve wracking. But
yeah,
it was a great night. I mean, top to bottom, we think of it fondly. Very, very good night.
Would you say one of your favorite memories, or do you have another favorite memory that you'd want to share?
Ooh, I think my favorite memory is probably the show we had at the barn. Last summer? Mm-hmm. Question? No, was it? When was it? Last summer? Yeah.
I think last summer.
Yeah, time is a thing that exists. we were able to record that set as well, which is one of the reasons why it's just a good memory. It's accessible, but
yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, good energy on that night, and I think that resonates on the record as well.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, do you have a favorite memory out of all of your 3 years of playing together?
Man, you know. All of them. And some shows have special meaning. You know, that first gig was just, it was so special. And we had tech issues. Do y'all remember when, like, the mic and the keyboard got unplugged, like, on our first song?
Yeah, I remember looking over. George was working the mixer. And before we went up, we were like, oh, George is going to work the mixer. And someone was like, he's really good. Like, he knows how to do it. It'll sound good. It was like the first two songs. And like, I remember looking over at George and he had his hands up. Like, I don't know what's going on, but it's not working. And I was like, yeah. But he was good. No slander to George. He's a great guy.
Everything got unplugged. And I remember thinking like, oh no, like everyone wants to quit the band now because we had tech issues. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to have to go on like an apology tour at the end of the show and be like,
oh no.
But everyone ended up having fun and I'm just crazy, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and so that show's just special because I feel like the second music stopped, it was like, yes, like we got this. I love these people. I'm so excited to do more. And I feel like just every show does have something special, even the ones where we suck. Like there's something so special about sucking because mm-hmm. we're all aware of it, and then it's like now we're on like our training arc to get better,
right, learning for next time.
Yeah, and you know, I think about like we went on tour two summers ago. I think about that a lot. I was drinking probably about a pot of coffee a day. that was the last McDouble, Mikey, I've had ever, and it really upset my stomach, and we were in a car together for a very long period of time. So just memories like that, really, those are so special to me. And I think every show, it's such a lame PR answer, but
no, it makes sense. It's moments where you guys like bond the most that stick with you the most. So that's super cool.
I had a McDouble for dinner. Sorry.
You had one tonight?
Yeah, 20 minutes ago.
What's everybody's McDonald's order?
McDouble and a McChicken.
All right.
Yep.
Brian?
Oh, basket of fries and a Big Mac.
There you go. Connor, how about you?
My form, just a 10-piece nugget and fries.
I'm with you on that one. Just a nugget. He's good. Sarah, what's yours? Not a McDouble, obviously.
Obviously not a McDouble. The apple slices.
That's like,
I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. The apple slices are so good.
They really are to die for.
I think they put chemicals in them. They're like kind of sour.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. It was great talking to you all, great meeting you all, and I'm very excited to keep listening for more.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much to Please Her for being our local artist interview for this week. And Sky, do you have any finishing points on this interview?
I had so much fun talking to this band. They're really good people, and I could tell just from that interview. I just got into them when interviewing them, so I'm really excited to see what more they come out with.
For sure, yeah. As I said, Elizabeth and I, we saw them at a Halloween show, and it was so much fun. Immediately after, we were like, we have to get an interview
with them. We talked to them after, and we were like, we need to stay in contact with you guys because we're obsessed.
Yes.
I was immediately obsessed.
Please Her, please play again here in Normal.
Right. We need them to come back.